A blessed Monday morning to all. July 1st. We don't know what's going to go on in this month of July, but do you know who knows? God certainly knows. So thank you for joining me on Morning Light WWDB. This is Scott Borsky, the first day of this brand new blessed month. No better song to begin with than Jason Krabs' Good Morning Mercy.
I'm in like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
It's a new day, a new week, a new month. It is time to bring goodness into others. It is time, as Unspoken sings, to start a fire.
In my head, let a little faith. Let it start right here in this city. So these old walls will never be the same.
Open up your eyes this morning in this brand new month and look up and say, thank you, God. I know that was you. This is the day the Lord has made. If you haven't done that yet, look up. And as Lauren Daigle sings, look up, child.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child. When no
You know, in this new month, there are still problems that were last month and the month before. There are people that you need to help in your family, your friends, your community, but you can't do that unless you are right in all the essence of your life. You need to take care of yourself first, and then you could help others. In other words, as Kirk Cameron speaks about, heal yourself first.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
Many people ask me, what is that song that begins each and every one of your Morning Light programs, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock? And it is one of my favorite songs. It's called Joy in the Morning. So let's hear the full song. It'll bring you joy. Join with Torrin Wells on his Joy in the Morning.
Happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Hey. If it's not good, then it's not good. No, it's not done with it yet. There will be joy. There will be joy.
joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning.
It is so very important each and every day, especially the start of the month, to start it off with the words of God. Start it off with some scriptures, some psalms, some words from Proverbs. In other words, as Toby Mac sings, speak life.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, broken, live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher, spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
On this Monday morning, please know that you are so very, very blessed. God woke you up for a reason. God woke you up to bring righteousness into others because, as we always say, sometimes the only God that anyone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you, the God in me. So realize on this wonderful morning, as Cain sings, I'm so blessed.
Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest.
Go more into the summer, please. Never compare yourself to others. Never covet, never want things that other people have. God gives you what you need to fulfill your mission and your purpose. You're not the same as anybody else. If God gives you what other people have, you simply would not know what to do with it. Please realize, as Candace Cameron Bure wisely says, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique, you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
And in this month of July, if there's still some things in your life that are in the valley that are from June, realize that each and every day of July is a time for new grace, new mercy, new manna from heaven, new daily bread. God is always here to heal us. Join with Blanca and Dante Bo with their The Healing.
I believe in you, maker of stars, the sun and moon. Heaven and earth to stand by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised. Every part you made brand new.
On what you promised me, yeah. yes, I believe it's true that every time you see me through, I know I'm safe. You'll never leave.
Don't think that we work in our time, whatever we want and whenever we want, that's when God should give it to us. In other words, that's not the way it works. And we know that's not the way it works. We work in and live in and love in God's time, not ours. We acknowledge, as the Collingsworth family says and sings, your ways are higher than mine.
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are high. Mountains to move, but you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than how you knew best all. to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Oh, your ways are so
trust that God hears our prayers, but may not answer them right away, or may not answer them at all, because they are not meant for us. God knows our mission and our purpose, and just trust in that everything is for our good. And you'll realize when God finally answers our dreams why God made you wait. Please join with the wonderful words by Steve Harvey with Trust. Trust God's timing.
When you ask God for something, God boxes it up, puts your name on it, and he ships it the day you ask for it. Soon as you ask for it, he ships it. The problem with the package is he never tells you the date that it's going to arrive. If he did that, it would destroy the one element that he requires, your faith. So God sends your package, but he only delivers to Faith Street. If you step off of Faith Street and you go over here to I Don't Believe It Boulevard, he don't ship there. If you step over here to I Don't See How Avenue, he don't ship there. If you step over here to Ain't No Way Circle, he don't ship there. The package only goes to Faith Street. What happens to the average person is that when the package arrives and you ain't on Faith Street, it's just like the post office and FedEx, UPS. If you ain't there, the package got to go back.
In the summertime, it's not a rest for many in our community. There are many in our community who are in need. And that doesn't stop in the summertime. Take this opportunity when you may have a little more time on your hands, when you may have a little bit more time off, to give unto others. Because we certainly know that many people pray for the things that we take for granted. Join a nonprofit, join an organization, give a little bit of your time and a lot of your heart to help others. In other words, as For King and Country sing, what are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? Oh. Can't breathe, can't dance if we don't move our feet. It's a blur trying to keep pace. Days are running like they're in a race. Can't move if we're in our own way.
We pray.
did you open your eyes and say, God, I know that was you who woke me up to fulfill my mission and purpose and give unto others. I know you are good, and this is the day that you have made for me. Please join with Shannon Aducci on her wonderful Good to Me.
You have been good to me through every season and possibility. So on the days I struggle to believe, I remind myself you have been so good to me. Through the darkness, in the broken, when I've nothing left to offer you, led me to the truth and led me straight to you. You have been good to me through every season and possibility. So shattered through, God. I remind myself, You have been so good to me.
And even in the summer, please acknowledge that God is never far from us. God is never away from us. God is always what we call in Hebrew, Emmanuel. God is with us. Join with Tasha Layton on her beautiful Never.
When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees both fall to the ground, when my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer's always never. Never forgotten, never forsaken, never abandoned, not for a second. I am safe in your hands, always. Forever, you're never not working. My heart is the proof. There's not a broken too broken for you. Will there ever come a day when you're not holding me together? You say never. Every single time I look back, I see.
Take the opportunity this summer to give your heart to others in need. It's a perfect time. Never wait until your life is perfect, because you know that your life and our lives will never, never be perfect. But it is always a time to give your heart to others. Join with Matthew West on his Do Something.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of
people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something. Something. I'm so tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. Says, I'm gonna do something. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. It's time for us to do something. Yes, it is. Change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. No. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. It's time for us to do something. I'm not.
And on that, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Monday. Have a wonderful 1st of July. And I look forward to being with you in joy and love of God tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.